Recently, Pastor Joe has been teaching us about Bible's prophecy concerning the end of this present age, helping us to understand Yahweh God's plan, so we may choose to fear the Lord and know how to live wisely in these last days. When we think about the end, actually you and I, sooner or later, will need to face our end, which is death. The Bible says in Psalm 90 verse 10, "The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away." So when we face the end of our life or the end of this present age, we need to press and pursue the question, in the limited time that God has given us, what are the things that are worth pursuing? What are the things that have eternal values? Recently, I came across an article written by a doctor. He specializes in caring for those patients who are terminally ill. He shared that a lot of times before they pass away, they have one thing in common. What they miss or desire the most is not something that they own, like their house, their car, or their bank account. What they desire is to be able to meet their family and their friends one last time. So they desire to have more time with them before they pass away. So this is the observation pointed out by this doctor. So I think what this doctor shared is worth considering. It's true that too many people spend too much time pursuing bodily enjoyments and things that does not last, and they neglect to treasure relationships. It's only when they are about to die then they finally see clearly what is worth pursuing, what is really precious, which are relationships. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, it says, "Love never ends." In 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, it says, "The world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever." Yahweh God, being our Creator, has already shown to us what are the things that are worth pursuing in our lives, the things that would last to eternity. It is to know about God's love for us and to respond to His love and to live according to His will and commend His love to the people around us. It's the relationships that is built upon God's love that is able to last unto eternity. When we think about love, you might already notice that in this world, true love and concern for one another and respect for one another is really lacking in this day and age. People are becoming more and more self-centered, whether it's in the East or in the West. A few weeks ago, Grace and I read a really shocking news which happened a few years ago in the States. The news was about a man in his 30s. He has a beautiful wife and two lovely daughters aged 3 and 5. What was sad and shocking was that this man murdered his whole family by suffocating them, his wife and two daughters. And actually his wife was pregnant with their third child, which was a baby boy. So this man took away 4 innocent lives, and people are shocked and wonder why he would do this to his own family. This person did not have any prior criminal records, and he was not a serial killer. But the police later on found out the true reason was because he was unfaithful in his marriage and there was a secret lover. So out of his selfish desire, he wanted to start a new life with his secret lover without any burdens. That's why he saw his family members were. That's why he decided to go against his conscience and murder his own family and get rid of them. And he didn't expect the neighbor's garage camera to capture everything he did during nighttime when he was handling the bodies of his family. That's how he was eventually caught by the police. Even though the news is indeed very shocking, but actually the Bible has already foretold what it would be like in the last days. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1-2, there the Apostle Paul says, "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy." The Bible prophesied long ago that before the end of the age, there will come times of difficulty, and people will become more and more self-centered and become lovers of self. In view of this, how should we as a Church of God respond to the warning in God's Word? How should we rely on the Lord to live out love in the end of this present age? Today our key verse is taken from Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. "And because of lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold." The context of this verse is from Jesus' teaching about the signs that would come at the end of this present age. So one of the prophecy is concerning many people's love because of the increase of lawlessness will grow cold. So in today's sermon, let us humbly ask the Lord how we can go against the current when the people of the world are becoming more and more selfish. How should we as the people of God live out His love and become His light in this dark and selfish world? Before we take a closer look at today's key verse, I would like to first draw your attention to one important point. When we talk about living out love, we must first distinguish between God's love and man's love, because these two kinds of love are totally different. The Bible has revealed to us that God Himself is love. He is the source of love, and love is Yahweh God's own character. God's love and man's love are like heaven and earth. Why would I say this? So let us consider man's love first. So man being a creation of God, when man live apart from God and is away from the source of love, one thing that comes out is that because of self-centeredness, man's love is often mingled with selfish ambition and motives. For example, doing good deeds. People give and give of themselves to do good deeds, but behind the actions, they might mingle with selfish motives as well, to earn other people's trust or respect, and to be satisfied, to feel good, or to pursue one's own moral high standard. Another example of man's love is often impure, mingled with selfish motives, is parents' love. Yeah, parents' love a lot of times warms our heart, but in Chinese there's a saying, 养儿防老, which means you raise a child in order to have some sort of security as you get old, because the thinking is when you get old, the child can take care of you. So parents' love can also sometimes become impure and selfish. Another characteristic of man's love is that it often cannot last and cannot endure. Unlike God's love that bears all things and endures all things. For example, a couple before they get married might be very forbearing towards one another. The guy behaves like a gentleman while the lady behaves like a gentle lady. However, after marriage, a lot of times, the patience, forbearance for one another quickly wears out because of many petty things in life and in the marriage. So this gentleman attitudes that they used to have towards one another was no longer present. So that's why a lot of marriage, as time goes by, will break down and have many problems, because man's love cannot endure. On the contrary, when you and I, from the revelation of the Bible and also from our personal experience, get to know God's love, we would discover that His love is really the true love, which is different from man's selfish and impure kind of love. So where has Yahweh God revealed His love for mankind clearly to us? Yahweh God, through His anointed Christ, has clearly shown us how His love is like. It's the kind of sacrificial love that a person would die for his own friend. The Lord Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." So Yahweh God, through Jesus Christ, has shown us that He desires a friendship with us. It's the kind of sacrificial love that one would die and give himself for the other person. So this is the kind of unreserved love that God has shown to us through Jesus Christ. And we can read further about God's love and the characteristic of God's love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where Apostle Paul described in detail about how this true love from God is like. If you have read it carefully, I think you and I will agree that God's love and man's love are indeed very much different. And true love from God cannot be lived out by man's own effort. So the first thing I would like you to notice is that when we talk about living out love in the last days, what we are pursuing to live out is the love from God, but we are not pursuing to live out man's love, because man's love is selfish and incomplete. So let us now take a closer look at today's key verse, which is Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. "And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold." So one of the clues that can better help us understand this verse is to notice the verb grow cold. So this verb grow cold reminds us of our everyday life experience. For example, liquid or fire can grow cold. For example, in the UK, we do enjoy our tea. We fix ourselves a cup of hot tea in the morning and we take a few sips. And sometimes we might forget about it. So 20 or 30 minutes later, when we take another sip, we notice it's lukewarm or even cold already. The reason is because the tea is not connected to the source of power. It was not on the stove, that's why it cooled down. Another picture is fire growing cold. It's because there's no more fuel, no more source of energy to provide for it to burn. That's why the fire can eventually grow cold and go out. So when the Lord Jesus used growing cold to describe people's love in the last days, this indeed gives us some good hints and helping us to know how we should take heed lest we fall into this kind of condition. In 1 John chapter 4 verse 16, there it says, "God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." Yahweh God is love, and He is the source of love. So when a person is out of touch with God, just like a fire is out of touch with a log, out of touch with the source of energy, then it will grow cold and it will die down. So from this, we understand the reason why the love of many will grow cold is because they are out of touch with God, and they are not making contact with Him. So after noticing the reason for people's love to grow cold, How should we respond to Jesus' warning in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12? How should we live in the last days, no matter how small a church we are, to be kindled by God's love, to shine for God, and to burn for God, so that the people who do not yet know God may experience God's love through us? And among us, there are friends who are still seeking to know the Lord and who have yet to commit your life to the Lord through baptism. And there are also Christian brothers and sisters who have made a covenant through the Lord Jesus Christ at baptism. First of all, I would like to encourage the friends among us first. I would like to encourage you to open your heart and receive God's love for you. Have you ever opened up your heart and let God's unreserved love touch the depth of your heart? It's only when a person who is willing to open himself up to be touched by God's love, only then can God's love kindle a person to inspire him or her to live out God's love in response. I would like to encourage the friends who are seeking among us to remember one important verse, which is found in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love because He first loved us. I would like to urge you, those who have not committed your life to the Lord, to really understand this verse. What I mean by understand is not to understand it with your head, but from your heart. To experience this verse to be true in your personal encounter with the Lord. Many people are afraid to open themselves up to accept God's love because of fear. Many people fear that once they accept God's love and honor Him as Lord, He will turn your world upside down. In many people's minds, God is the kind of God that gives you what you don't want, but what you do desire, God will keep it away from you. So this is the one great hindrance that people are afraid to respond to the Lord, to open themselves up to receive His love, because they are afraid and they are unsure whether God is really what the Bible revealed Himself to be, that is good and faithful. I can also identify with such kind of doubts and fear, because when I was pursuing to know the Lord, I also experienced this kind of doubt. I wasn't so sure whether God is really that good and that patient and gentle. But I do want to encourage those of you who are seeking to know the Lord, if you do have fear or doubts in your heart, please take note of Christians in our church who are living out God's love and who has experienced God's love among us. For example, our dear Auntie Lau, she shared about her testimony. Her testimony were made available in recordings, in MP3s, by the labor of Sister Olive. And those who understand Cantonese, I would encourage you to listen to Auntie Lau's testimony, because it provides a glimpse of how God's unreserved love is like in a person's life to change Auntie Lau into someone who responds to God also unreservedly, and to love God and love others. So to Auntie Lau, 1 John chapter 4 verse 19, we love because He first loved us, is not just some head knowledge, but is a true experience in her own life, as she can testify. Another good example that inspires us to experience God's love and in return respond to His love and live out His love is Sister Hui, whom we miss very much. Similar to Auntie Lau, we can really see God's love touching her life and changing her into a person who is able to live out God's love. So for those who know her, you can also know that, God has done a miracle in Sister Hai's life. Like she was, even though being weak, was always very giving and joyful, and trusting in the Lord. Even in the last stage of her life, Yahweh Father was there supporting her and granting her strength to cope with her physical illness. And we, being in the pastoral team, can testify to this, because the last time we visited her when she was conscious was just 2 days before she passed away. And when she heard the news that there's a slim chance that she will survive and she will likely die, and we noticed a really quick moment of sadness, but immediately we sensed that God's strength was with her, that she immediately became very calm and peaceful and even joyful when she was arranging the things about her passing with Julia, her daughter. And it was like talking about someone else passing, but not her own. So we can really testify God's power and His love working in dear Sister Hai's life. So I would like to encourage those of you who have not committed your life to the Lord to really consider these testimonies, these people that we know, they really were changed by God's love, and they really truly live out God's love. May their beautiful life testimony inspire you to open your hearts to the Lord and to receive His unreserved love for you, so that you can be changed from a person under sin and under self-centeredness into someone who is living out God's love, who has God as the center of his life. In the remaining time, I would like to share with Christian brothers and sisters how we should respond to the Lord Jesus' warning in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. So how should we keep in touch with God and not be out of touch with Him, so that our love for the Lord and for other people will not grow cold in these last days? I would like to share with you 2 points that we should put into practice in response to the message we hear today. First, we should pursue the kind of life that is led by the Spirit of God, because it's through His Spirit that God gave us His love. In Romans chapter 5, verse 5, it says, God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Many Christians' daily prayer is to ask the Lord to bless them and to help them cope with the difficulties they encounter in their lives. Yahweh Father indeed is mindful of what we need in our daily lives, but how many Christians pray like what the Lord Jesus taught His disciples, saying, "May your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth." In other words, asking Father's will to be done in my life, just as it is done in heaven. Is this the kind of prayer you and I pray to the Lord, saying, "Father, may you help us to be sensitive to your leading today, so that your will may be done, but not ours"? When we surrender our lives often into the Lord's hands, asking His Spirit to fill us, you will find that Father Yahweh is very willing to pour out His love in our hearts, granting us the power to live out His love and to share His love with the people around us. So this is the first point we should respond and put into practice in our daily life if we are to live our love in these last days. The second point is we need to pray and ask the Lord to teach us how to practically live out His love in our daily lives, because we encounter many things throughout the day, and oftentimes we encounter different people, and we need to make different choices. And I believe Christian brothers and sisters Yeah, willing to obey God's will, to love Him the most, and to love others as ourselves. But in practice, in this ever-changing environments and the life that we live in, how exactly are we to manifest God's love? Let us take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9, where Apostle Paul encourages the brothers and sisters over there. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 9. Now, concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourself have been taught by God to love one another. Here the Apostle Paul pointed out that it is God who is willing to teach His children how to love one another, how to live out His love. So in our daily lives, when we come into contact with different people, and when we are faced with different choices and situations, how should we walk in God's love? And a lot of times we are not sure how exactly to proceed and how to use wisdom to live out God's love. So we should humbly pray and ask Him to teach us and guide us how we should express this love from above to the people we come into contact with. So I would like to share with you one example that we encountered last month that we need to pray and ask for God's guidance to know how to live out God's love and to be harmonious with others. So this incident happened last month when Grace and I went to grocery shopping. So we were loading what we bought onto the rails, and I say hi to the cashier twice. And I was sure that she heard me, but she didn't bother to respond. And and previously she also have short conversation with Grace, and we noticed that her attitude was not very kind, and she was not very friendly towards us. And after paying everything, then Grace realized, oh, how come the card is missing? Because like during the process, like the cashier took our card. So Grace was asking her, was the card still with you? But she said no, she already returned to us. But because of her previous attitudes, that causes to be a little bit not sure what happened, because in our minds we're not so sure if she wanted just play a trick on us, or is it really missing somewhere on the floor or near the table. And so at that time we didn't know what to do, so we humbly prayed to the Lord quietly in our hearts to see how we should deal with the situation, not paying evil with evil or take into heart people's being unfriendly to us. And we pray that He will lead us to pursue peace wherever possible with people, and to really live out God's love. So we commit the matter into the Lord's hand. So we went to the sites and just quietly went through our things. And to our surprise, actually the car was at the bottom of our trolley. Must have dropped it when we were trying to load what we bought onto the trolley. And if it was the old me before becoming a new person in Christ, I would refuse to talk to the cashier again, because she has such a unfriendly attitude towards us. But the Lord was reminding me in my heart that we should pursue peace whenever possible with people, and to really live out God's love and to overcome evil with good. So we decided to speak to her, to let her know that we found our cards. And yeah, so that's why we waved for her attention and told her in a friendly manner that we have found our cards, and we thank her for her help. Yeah, so yeah, then this time she did respond in a friendly way as well. So you'll find that as you are willing to obey the Lord, to look to His guidance and His instruction how to live out love, that's often the time when He is closest to us. Just like 1 John chapter 4 verse 16 says, God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. So this is the message that the Lord has laid in my heart to share with you today. May God, through the Lord Jesus, show us the kind of unreserved love that He has for us, and may this love inspire us to respond to Him and to be kindled by His love. May you and I, being Jesus' disciples, be the light of this world, so that people may be pointed to the right direction and see the hope that is found in the gospel. May the Lord bless you.